Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by
Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Maseches Psachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Maidich Siv Haidu LaHashem Kitoiv. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, Haidu LaHashem Kitoiv? Haidu LaHashem, give thanks to Hashem, Shagoyve Chayvasai Shal Adam B'Toyvasai. That he collects his debt from a person with his good. Asher b'shayray v'yasani b'seyay, yasayim b'beitzasay almano b'tarnagolta. The Rashbam explains that we're thanking Hashem that the Ribbono Shel Olam collects his chayv from a person when really he should collect from his body, from his guf, and he should be either hurt on his body or maybe a person should be nifter. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechaper on a person's body by collecting from his nechasim. Like the Rashbam says, mafsidei mamayin, he's mafsid him money, and he's mechaper al gufay. The Chida adds a beautiful thought to this Gemara in his Sefer Pesach Einayim. The Chida explains that it's even a bigger chesed, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is goyve chayvasai b'toyvasai, with the good of a person, meaning with the extras, the thing that the person doesn't need to live with. It's not his tzairich. And he explains, Asher b'shayray, ani b'seyay, all of these things the person could live without. An Asher doesn't need his shar, it's nice and he would like it, but it's not his necessity. He explains, even yasayim b'beit tzasay, even a yasayim with his egg, he doesn't need the egg. He says he could have lived on lechem and yirakos. And still the Ribbono Shel Olam in his rachamim doesn't collect the necessities of a person. He's goyve chayvasai shel adam b'toyvasai with the extras that he could live without. We find in the Sefer Meloi HaOmer in Parshas Noach, he answers a question that the Velt asks, that there's a stira in the psukim. Rashi says on the pasuk, "Kates kol basar balafanai, ki malaah haaretz chamas mifneihem." Hashem tells Noach, "I have to destroy mankind because the world is filled with robbery." And Rashi explains, "Lo nechtam gzar dinam ella al hagezel." The gzar din was sealed because of gzela, and so the Velt asks that Rashi before explains, "Kol makim shata maitze zinus, wherever you find zinus." And our musya ba'al ha'ilam, confusion and punishment comes to the world. So everyone asks that what was the reason that the Dara Ma'abal got punished? Was it because of znus or was it because of gzela? And the Meloi HaOmer explains with this Gemara. He says that we know ein ba'al harachamim pegeya b'nefasha es tchila. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't take punishment right away from a person's nefesh. Like the pasuk says, "Kaifer nefesh ish ashrei." A person's wealth is his kapara, is a kapara on his nefesh. So the question is, by the Dara Ma'abal we saw not like that. It says in the pasuk that me adam ad behema, that first the adam was punished and then the behemas and all the other nechasim and all the other possessions. So what happened to this din of ein ba'al harachamim pegeya b'nefasha es tchila? Says the Meloi HaOmer with this yisoid, that with the Gemara that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is goyve chayvasai shel adam b'toyvasai, it only means if it's toyvasai, if it really belongs to him. Asher b'shayray, his shar, the ani b'seyay, it's his seh, it's his lamb. But if it's something that he got through gezel, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can't collect from it because it's not rightfully his. And so therefore the Meloi HaOmer explains that Hashem told Noach, "Kate kol basar balafanai, I have to destroy mankind, ki malah haaretz chamas mipneim, because the world is filled with gezel, and therefore I have no other place to collect the chay from, except from their nefashes." The Gemara says further, "Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashin mizaynoisav shel adam kikriyas yamsof." The mezainos, the parnasa of a person, is as hard as kriyas yamsof. Tchsiv naisin lechem l'chol basar, v'samach le'gezer yamsof l'gzarim. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashin Nekavav Shel Adam, Kiyayim Hamisa, Uchikriyas Yamsof. The Nekavim of a person going to the bathroom is like Yayim Hamisa and like Kriyas Yamsof. The Rashbam explains, Kaloimar, Neis Gadol Eisaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is making a tremendous neis for a person that he gives mizaynus to, the same way he made for Klal Yisrael when he was kareya for them the Yamsuf. V'nafkamine limibai rachami. And the nafkamine is that a person needs to daven for mizaynus and for nekavim. And the question is, what are these two things that we're mentioning here, the mizaynus of the person and the nekavim of the person, that are so special that they are like Kriyas Yamsuf? And the second question is, why are we comparing the neis of mizaynus and nekavim to Kriyas Yamsuf? There are a lot of other nisim. Why do we pick Kriyas Yamsuf? And we could explain these gemaras with a beautiful Al Shulcha Kaddish in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, and with the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, in Yoni Gemilus Chasadim Perek Revi. The Al Shulcha HaKadosh is going on the pasuk that says, "Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem leikav." Moshe benu daven to Hashem. Vayomer, "Lama Hashem yecher abcha biamecha? Why are you going to be angry at your nation? Asher heitzesa me'eretz Mitzrayim b'chayach gadol uvyad chazaka. You took them out of Mitzrayim b'chayach gadol uvyad chazaka." And the Al Shulcha HaKadosh asks, "What does this mean that Hashem needed to take them out of Mitzrayim b'chayach gadol uvyad chazaka? Is there anything that the Ribbono Shelolam needs great strength and a Yad Chazaka to do?" And he explains this pasuk with our Gemara that says, "Kashim mizaynosav shel adam kikriyas yamsof," that it's shver for a person to get mizaynos like Kriyas Yamsof. And he explains, really, of course, there's nothing difficult for the Ribbono Shelolam to do for a person. The only thing that kaviyachal is hard for Hashem is when he wants to do chesed with a person who's not roi for chesed, because he has averus. How can the Ribbono Shelolam be mative to such a person when his averus are standing there and demanding retribution and demanding punishment? Haloi, it says in the pasuk, Haloi shayfet kol ha'aretz yaseh mishpat, that the Ribbono Shelolam has to do judgment. And this is exactly what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf, as is well known that the Sarai of Mitzrayim was tzayik, and he was saying, "Haloi masa panim yesh bedavar? Are you playing? Is Hashem? Are you taking favorites? Halalu avde avedizara, v'halalu avde avedizara. Kal Yisrael, in a certain sense, was also avde avedizara, and there's a midas hadin on them. And in order for the Ribbono Shel Olam to go against the midas hadin and not to listen in such a situation, necessitated kayach gadol uvyad chazaka." And so too, when it comes to a person's mizaynus, that the Al Shulcha HaKadosh says, "Kimat ein ish asher ashmaisav lo yikbechu mizaynusav." There's nobody that his averus should not hold him back from getting parnasa, and the Ribbono Shelolam wants to be mefarnes them anyway. So therefore, when Hashem is mefarnes a person, it's kasha kikriyas yamsof. He has to overpower the midas hadin and the averis that are claiming that the person should not get mizaynus, and he has to give the person mizaynus despite them, the same way he was kareya the yamsu for Klal Yisrael, despite the midas hadin claiming that they weren't deserving. And we find a very similar yesod in the Chafetz Chaim. He explains the pasuk that says, "Milfanecha mishpati yetze." From in front of you, my judgment will go out. Einecha techezena mi'sharim. Your eyes will see my yashros, will see devarim ha'yisharim. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that, of course, we know that there's a bezin shalmaila. Like the pasuk in Malachim says, "I saw Hashem yeshiv al kisai, and there was a whole tzva shemayim oimdin alav mimina yumismailai." And the pasuk says here, Ribbono Shel Olam, milfanecha mishpati yetze. If my judgment comes out from you and not from the Bezdin Shalmala, einecha techezena meisharim, then you will see my righteousness, and I will come out naki bedin. Masha'inkin, if the bezdin judges the person, then a person is in danger. And with this, the Chafetz Chaim explains what we say in davening every day. Atogibar lo'ilam Hashem, Michaye mesim ata. Why do we say again, Michaye mesim ata? We just said, Atogibar lo'ilam Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim explains, the emphasis is on ata, that Ribbono Shel Olam, only if you are the one that's Michaye mesim, not leaving it up to Bezin Shalmala, not leaving it up to any Malachim, only then is it possible that I could be Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim. And with this he explains the Pasuk also that we say in Ashrei, Eine Chayil Elecha Yisaberu, Ve'ata Noisein Lohem Es Achlam Bi'itai, and you give to them their food. It's the first Pasuk that we're speaking directly to Hashem. The Pasuk before that says, Soimech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim v'zoikev l'chol ha'kfufim. It doesn't speak directly b'losh and noichach. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing with mezainus of a person. If a person would be left to a bezin shalmala, a person would not be zoicha to his mezainus. And only because it comes directly from Hashem, and Hashem could be mavir on the din, is a person zoicha to mezainus. And with this, the Chafetz Chaim explains so beautifully the Gemara in the beginning of Tainus that says, "Shloisha mafteicha is loy nimsru biyad shliach." There were three keys that were not given over to a shliach: the mafteach of parnasa, the mafteach of chaya, of a woman giving birth, and the mafteach of tchias hamesim. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that the reason that the Ribbono Shel Olam did not give these keys over to a shliach is because if they were given over to a shliach, then people would not be zeicha. Then there would be many, many people that would not get mazayin. There would be many people that would not get up by tchias hamesim. And so to a chaya, there would be many people that b'shas hakana would not have a healthy childbirth. And so with this, we could explain this Gemara so beautifully. The two things that the Gemara brings down of kasha mizaynaisav shel adam kikriyas yamsof, it's kineged mafteach of parnasa, that is biyad hakadosh baruch hu, just like by kriyas yamsof, Hashem was mavir over the midas hadin and was korea the yamsof for klal yisrael. So too mizaynus of a person, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives, even though the person is really not roy for it. And the same thing we could say, kasha nekavav shel adam kiyayim hamiso uchikriyas yamsof. The nekavim of the person is keneged the mafteach of the chaya, of a, just like a lady that's giving birth, that she's in danger because the nekavim are closed, they need to be opened. So too, all nekavim of a person that need to be opened, it's a nes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, like Kriyas Yamsof, that even though a person might not be deserving of it, the Ribbono Shel Olam allows him to go to the bathroom. And lastly, we could say, like the Chafetz Chaim himself brings down, that every single night, a person, when his neshama goes up to Shemayim, the person is judged, and Hashem gives him back his neshama, b'chastai. And he explains, that's what we say in Maidim every day, al nishmaseinu ha-pekudais lach. We're thanking Hashem that our neshama was placed in his hands overnight. Because only because our neshama was in his hand, we get our neshamas back in the morning. And the Chafetz Chaim explains with our Gemara that Hashem collects Ashir b'Shayroi and Ani b'Seyoi. And so we could say maybe that when the first Gemara that says Hashem is Gaive Chayvasai Shal Adam b'Tayvasai Ashir b'Shayroi v'Yas Ani b'Seyoi, that could be referring to the third Mafteach of the Mafteach of Tchias HaMesim, that every single morning when a person wakes up, maybe he shouldn't be deserving, but the Ribbono Shel Olam instead is goy v'choy vasay b'toy vasay and allows the person to wake up in the morning. The Gemara says further, V'amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azarya, Kla mevaza es ha-mayadais ki ilu oivet avodah zarah. One who disgraces the mayadais is as if he worshipped avodah zarah. Shenemar Elohim ha-seicha lo'isas alach uksiv v'asrei eschag ha-matzveis tishmar. We find in Machlekes Rishonim in the understanding of this Gemara. The Rashbam here, the Rivan, in Masechtas Makos, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoina in Aveis Perikimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. They all learned the pshat in this Gemara of Mevazes HaMayadais is talking about one who does melacha on Chol HaMayed. And someone who does melacha on Chol HaMayed is Ki'ilu Eved Avedah Zarah. Taisus in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, he's Medayik from the Rashbam, that the Rashbam holds that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMayed is in Isser Midaraisa. Because if the Isser was Midrabanan, then it wouldn't be considered Ki'ilu Eved Avedah Zarah. Taisus over there brings many rayas against the Rashbam and holds that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMayed is only an Isser Midrabanan. And the whole Gemara in Chagiga that brings many drushes to show that it's also to do Melacha on Chol HaMayed, all of those drushes are only a smachta be'alma. And therefore Taisus says that the pshat in our Gemara cannot be talking about somebody who does Melacha on Chol HaMayed, because the whole Isser Melacha is only Midrabanan. Taisus does not say another pshat in our Gemara. However, in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yomtiv, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, he explains a whole different pshat in our Gemara. Over there, the Rambam is talking about the halachas of Yomtiv itself, not on Chol HaMayed. The Rambam does not mention the halachas of Chol HaMayed until much later in Halacha Chaf Beis and the beginning of Perek Zayin. And over here in Halacha Tezayin, he says, Kishem Shemitzvah Lechabit Shabbos Ula'anga, the same way there's a mitzvah to be Mechabit Shabbos Ula'anga, so too there's a mitzvah to be Mechabit Yomtiv and to be Ma'anig Yomtiv. Like I explained before, the halachas of Kovet and Onig Shabbos, which in Perek Lamed of Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam goes on to explain, a person should put on new clothing, clean clothing, he should prepare a beautiful table for Shabbos, he should not eat Erev Shabbos in order to have an appetite for the Sudas Shabbos. And so the Rambam says that the same halachas apply on Yom Tov itself, the halachas of Kovet and Onig Yom Tov. And the Rambam ends, V'chol ha-mevazeh es ha-me'adais ki'ilu nitfel la'avodah zarah. One who disgraces the me'adais is as if he's nitfel la'avodah zarah. So one sees clearly from the Rambam that the Rambam is learning that we're talking about on Yom Tov itself. And the Rambam is not learning that he's mechalel Yom Tov by doing melacha. Rather, he's mevazeh the Yom Tov by not being mechabedet karoi, by not keeping the halachas of kavod and einig Yom Tov. And the Zichron in Shmuel, where Shmuel Rozovsky says that the Rambam was medayik the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say ha-mechalel es ha-mayadeis. Rather, ha-mevazeh es ha-mayadeis, one who disgraces the mayadeis. And therefore the Rambam explains that it's talking about someone who's not mechabed Yom Tov properly. And the Rambam must be talking about on Yom Tov itself, because the Rambam, in Halacha Chaf Beis, when he talks about Chol HaMayed, he says, ve'af al pi sheheim chayovin b'simcha, he says that even though the days of Chol HaMayed, one is chayiv in simcha, and they're asur behesped v'tainis, and the Rambam makes no mention of the chiyuv of kavod and oinig on Chol HaMayed. Like Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns in Shailos Tshuvos, in Siman Aleph, in the Hashmatis, that there is no chiyuv to have a suda of pas on Chol HaMayed for this reason, because the whole chiyuv suda of pas on Shabbos and Yom Tov comes from the din of kavod Shabbos and kavod Yom Tov. And a Chol HaMayed, where there is no din of kavod Chol HaMayed and oinig Chol HaMayed, only simchas Chol HaMayed, therefore there is no chiyuv to eat to have a suda of pas on Chol HaMayed. And therefore the Rambam was forced to say that ha-mevazeh es ha-me'adeis was talking about Yom Tov itself. Now to understand why is it considered ki'ilu eved avodah zarah if someone is not mechabed Yom Tov karoi, explains the Maharal in Makkah Staf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph that the tachlis of a regel is to serve Hashem and to be miskariv to Him. Like the pasuk in Shemai says, "V'nayadti Shama livnei Yisrael." And Rashi explains what's the lashon of "V'nayadti," the lashon mayid, "Kemelech hakoveh makom mayid lidaber im avodav sham," like a melech that sets aside a special meeting place to speak with his servants. And that is the point of the Shalosh Regalim, of our Mayadim, is to come close and to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for this reason, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says that when the Bnei Yisrael were Oilel Regel, they would pick up the Pareiches and show them how the Keruvim were clinging one to another. And they would tell Klal Yisrael, Ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakayim, kechibas zachar unekeva. Look at how much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you, like the chiba of a zachar to nekeva. And says the Maharal, Davka, at this time of the Shalosh Regalim, when we're coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we're connecting to Him, is the time that we show Klal Yisrael the love that Hashem has for us. And he explains, that's why our Gemara says a lashon of hamevaze es hamayados, one who disgraces the mayid, one who disgraces the time that we're coming close to Hashem, our special time that we have to meet Hashem and to connect to Him, and he doesn't want that. He wants something else. So therefore, it's ki'ilu ayven avodah zarah. It's as if one is being ayven avodah zarah. Now we must explain, according to the Pirush of the Rashbam in our Gemara, and to the other Rishonim, that they explain the Gemara of Hamevazes Hameyades means one who does Melacha on Chayil Hamayid. Why does he use the Lashon of Hamevaze, one who disgraces, if it's only talking about doing the Isra Melacha? And why is it considered Ki'ilu Ayver Avayda Zara? So on this we find a Bir Nifla in Rabbeinu Yaina in Shar Gimel Ois Kuf Mem Vav. And similarly in Rabbeinu Yaina in Avos, Perak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. And he explains that in the Indian of Mevazes Hamayades is not simply someone who does Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Rather, it's talking about someone who does Melacha on Chol HaMoed Ubaz El Ha'inesh. He disgraces the severity and the Einesh of doing such an avera, mipnei she'ein isra meleches chayla shel mayed mefurish b'atayra. Because the isra of chol hamayed is not in the Torah. It's a drasha of Chazal that they make in Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches. And therefore he takes lightly the whole inyan of isra melacha on chol hamayed. And he explains it's as if someone who is a meshumid l'davar echad, that it, one part of the Torah he doesn't take seriously. And it is for this lack of regard of the mitzvah of Chol HaMoed that he is considered Ki'ilu Oiver Avodah Zarah. Because he's not simply being Oiver Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Rather, he's Mevazeh and he disgraces the whole Isser of Chol HaMoed. And he doesn't take the whole Isser Melacha seriously. And for that reason, he's Ki'ilu Oiver Avodah Zarah. So to summarize, we have two shittas in the Rishonim. The Rambam Shita is that Mevazeh es Hamayades is talking about Yom Tov itself, and he's not being noyeg on Yom Tov with the kavod and the oineg that he is supposed to. And the reason he's Ki'ilu Oyver Avodah Zarah is because he's Mevazeh this special time of closeness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Rashbam, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Gemara is talking about Chol HaMoed, and it's talking about someone who's doing Melacha on Chol HaMoed. And the reason why it says HaMevazeh es HaMayades is because he's Mevazeh the whole din Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, because it's not Mefurish in the Torah. And therefore it's Ki'ilu Oiver Avodah Zarah because of the severity of his lack of regard of a mitzvah in the Torah. Be'inyan the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, we have a great machlaikis between the Rishonim and Achronim brought down in the Beis Yosef in Simon Tav Kuf Lamed, which is based on the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that we mentioned, that brings many drushes from Psukim that show in Isr Mulacha on Chol HaMoed. The Shita of the Rambam, Taisus in Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Rosh in the beginning of Mayid Katan, and the Tur, and others, is that the entire Isr Mulacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isr Midrabanan. And all of the drushes that the Gemara brings are all a smachtais be'alma. On the other side, we have the Shita of Rashi, the Rashbam by us, the Rif, and others, that they hold that all the Mulachais Ha'asurais on Chol HaMoed are all Asur Midi'araisa. They're all Asur Minatayra. And the third Shita, which the Nemuka Yosef, in the beginning of Mayid Katan, calls is the Pshara, is the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and the Ritva in Mayid Katan Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that hold that there are certain Mulachais on Chol HaMoed that are Asur Min HaTorah, and there are certain Mulachais that are Asur Midrabanan. They say any Mulacha that is L'tzarech HaMoed, or a Dover HaAved, or something that's going to cause a loss to the person, is Mutter Min HaTorah, even if it's a Tircha Yisera or it's a Maisa Uman. However, anything that's not L'tzarech HaMoed, that you don't need for Yom Tov, or a Dover HaAved, is Asur Min HaTorah, like the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam. However, they hold that certain Mulachas are not Asur Min HaTorah, rather Midrabanan. For example, a Mulacha that's L'tzarech HaMoed, but it's a Maisa Uman, or a Dover HaAved, that's a Tircha Yisera, these Mulachas are Asur Midrabanan and not Midrashah. Ayin the Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Lamed, that he writes that according to the Shitas, that the Isra Mulacha is Midrashah, so every Safek, one must go L'chumra. And he says, since there are many Rishonim that hold that the Isra Mulacha on Chol HaMoed is Min HaTorah, Ein L'maher L'hakel Imloy L'tzarech Gadol. One of the big rayas that the Rishonim and Achronim bring is a raya from a Gemara in Yerushalmi that says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Ilu haya mi sheyimne imi, if there was somebody that else that would do it with me, hitarti lases mulacha b'chayla shamayir, I would have been matir one to do mulacha on Chol HaMoed. Klum asru shaloi lasis mulacha b'chayla shalmayed, elo kedei sheyiyu eichlim v'shaisin usmeichim, v'yegeyim b'atayra. The only reason that they said that one should not do mulacha on Chol HaMoed is that one should be eat and drink and be besimcha and to toil in Torah. And they eat and drink and get drunk and do averes. And the Rishonim bring a very strong raya from here. The Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says, if there was somebody else with me, I would be matir the whole Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, which sounds like the Isser is only Midrabanan, because if the Isser was Midaraisa, of course Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal could not be matir it. But come va say. So the Ramban and the Ritva, they answer L'shita Sam. They answer that according to their Shita, that when Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal said that he would be matir mulacha, he only meant the mulachais that were aser midrabanan. The mulachais that the chachamim asered, for example, the letzarech hamayid, which is a maisa uman, or a dover ha'aved, when it's a tircha yisera, the minatayra is mutter, but the rabbanan asered it. But enech nami, the mulachais that are aser midrabanan, if it's not letzarech hamayid, and it's not a Dover HaAved, of course Rabbi Abba would never have been Matir. But according to Rashi and the other Rishonim, that they hold that all Melachais on Chol HaMoed are Asur Midaraisa, this is a very strong Kasha. So the Shagas Aryeh answers and really it's a ritva in the beginning of Ma'ir Katan, they say in a chnami. The Bavli is chaylik on the Yerushalmi in this, and the Bavli holds that the Isra Malacha is midaraisa and not midrabanan, not like this Gemara in the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Tavkof Lamed Sif Beis brings down an amazing lashon of the Kolbay. He says, from this Yerushalmi, Nira Mizeh, we see that there's a greater Isser b'schaik, there's a greater Isser in laughter and halulus more than Malacha. Because Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel would have rather somebody go to work rather than sit and be oichel v'shayse o'paychazin. And the Kolbay writes, Shekavona es Hashem Yisparach b'nisinas hamayid, the Kavona of the Ribbono Shlom when he gave the Yom Tov, Haisa kidei lihidabek b'yirasai v'ahavasai v'lasaik b'tayrasai hatimima. The purpose of the Yom Tov was for one to be Isaac in Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem and to be Isaac in tayrasai hatimima. The Gemara says, Vayter, V'amr Rav Sheishes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara V'Kol HaMekabel Lashon Hara V'Kol HaMeid Eidus Sheker B'Chaveroi. Anybody who speaks Lashon Hara or accepts Lashon Hara or says false testimony against his friend, Ra'i L'Hashlichai L'Klavim, it's fitting that he should be thrown to the dogs. Shenemar L'Kelev T'Hashlichon Oysoi U'Ksiv B'Asrei L'Oysisa Shem Ashov V'Kari Be L'Oysasi. It says right next to the pasuk of Lakelav Tashlichon Oysoi, the lav of Lashon Hara, Loisisa Shem Hashav, which is referring to accepting Lashon Hara, and we read it Loisasi, which means you should not cause somebody else to accept Lashon Hara, which is going on the Misaper, the one who's speaking the Lashon Hara. This is the pasuk that the Chavetz Chaim brings down in his psicha in Lavim Lav Beis, that this is the lav of Lashon Hara from the Pasuk Loisisa Shem Hashav. In the Be'er Mayim Chaim, over there, in Lav Beis, the Chavetz Chaim says that it's Pashut, that the lav of Loisisa Shem Hashav includes even Lashon Hara about something that's true. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos and in Sanhedrin, that says that this lav of Loisisa Shem Hashav includes that a dayan is not allowed to listen to the words of one of the Baal Din, not in front of the other Baal Din, before the other Baal Din comes there. And over there, says the Chavetz Chaim, of course we're talking about that the Baal Din is, even if he's saying emes, even if he's saying the truth, the Torah asers the dayan to listen to those words. And the same pasuk we learn now, Lashon Hara. So says the Chavetz Chaim, it's pashit that the Isur Lashon Hara is even if the person is telling the truth. But the Chavetz Chaim asks, that according to this, how is this possible? The whole lav of Lashon Hara is learned out from the pasuk, Laisisa Shem Hashav, and the word Shav means false. It means Laisisa Shem Hashav, a person should not listen to false words. So how is it that we hold that even if the person is saying Emes, it's Aser? And the Chavetz Chaim gives two terutzim. The first answer he gives is that the Torah is referring to the Shemeya. The person that's listening to him, it's Shem Hashav, because it's also for him to believe it, and he doesn't know it as being true. So therefore, on the side of the Shemeya, he's accepting something that he's not allowed to accept as true, and therefore, the Torah refers to it as Shem Hashav, as false words. The second Torah the Chavetz Chaim gives is that the Torah was Yoreid L'saif daitai of anybody who says Lashon Hara, or if a Baal Din says his tainus in front of the Dayan before the other Baal Din comes, the Torah is made that the person is going to mix in something that's not true. And therefore it calls it Shem Hashav, even though the Isser is even to say the things that are true in front of the Dayan or to say Lashon Hara. In Klal Vav of Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the words of the Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says, Shalai namin bili beinu. It's usur for a person to believe in his heart, Sha'asipur hu emes, that the sipur of Lashon Hara is true, Ki al yidei ze yivuze be'eneinu mi shenemer alav. Because through him believing the words, the person that the Lashon Hara was set on is going to become degraded in his eyes. And the Chavetz Chaim is medayik in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Isra of Lashon Hara is only if when you accept the Lashon Hara that the person is going to become degraded in your eyes. But let's say when a person accepts Lashon Hara, he has a way of justifying what the person did. And he can be dan l'kav sechus and say to himself that the person really didn't know what he was doing, or the person meant something else, or the person that's saying the Lashon Hara misunderstood him. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we see from this Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's not usher to accept the Lashon Hara in such a case. Even though the Mesaper, the one who's saying it, is meaning to tell him something bad about the other person, but if the one that's accepting the Lashon Hara accepts the words, but touches it up and explains it that he didn't do anything wrong, then it's not usher for him to accept the Lashon Hara. One very interesting shaila the Chavetz Chaim has, is it usher to hear Lashon Hara without accepting it? Because the Lashon of our Gemara, and in many places, the Gemara always uses Lashon v'chol ha-mekabel Lashon Hara, someone who accepts the Lashon Hara. And the Chavetz Chaim asks the Shaila, is it usher if a person's sitting around and he hears a few people speaking Lashon Hara, is it usher for him to perk up and to listen into the conversation even though he won't believe what they're saying? Is that usher min ha-Torah or not? And the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from a Gemara in Ksubis that midirabanan, there is no shaila that it's usher to listen to words of Lashon Hara. Because the Gemara in Ksubis says that it brings a raya from a pasuk, she'em yishma adam davar she'en hagun, if a person hears something that's not proper, yaniach etzba'i ba'aznav, he should put his finger in his ears. And that's just talking about hearing Dvarim Asurim. So the Chavetz Chaim says that it's definitely asur midrabanan to listen to Lashon Hara, even if a person doesn't accept it. But he asks the Shaila, is it asur midaraisa? Is it asur minatayra? And he has a long arichos bringing rayas back and forth. One raya, he says, is alachayra, we have a raya from the fact that the Gemara always uses Lashon, mekabel Lashon Hara, that it's only usher to be mekabel the Lashon Hara, and not to listen. And he says that that's not a raya. Because the reason why the Gemara chooses the word mekabel is because to be mekabel Lashon Hara is usher in every single case. There's never a heter to be mekabel Lashon Hara. But there are certain instances that it's mutter to just listen to the Lashon Hara and not accept it as truth. For example, if a person needs to listen to it to save himself from a hezek, if a person is going into a shidduch and he needs to know about the other person, so he's allowed to listen to what they say about the other person. He doesn't have to believe it, but he has to be chayshish for it. Or if a person is going to take a business partner and he sees that somebody's about to tell him something negative, he's allowed to listen to it to keep himself away from hezek. So therefore, the Gemara chose hamekabel lashon hara and not to listen to lashon hara, because to be mekabel it as truth is always usher. But there are instances that it would be mutter to just listen to the lashon hara. And so the Chavetz Chaim brings rayas back and forth until he finally comes out. He brings a raya that it is usher min ha-Torah to even listen to the lashon hara. It's a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos, Ayin Sham in the Be'er Mayim Chaim. But one can be ma'ayin in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, written on the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, that he brings rayas fakert from the Chavetz Chaim, and he comes out that there is no usher iser min ha-Torah to just listen to the lashon hara if one is not accepting it as truth. But of course, it would be usher midrabanan in any case. To explain why the pasuk says that someone who speaks lashon hara is roi la'shlichai leklavim, the Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon Chelek Sheni Pashas Mishpatim brings down three reasons. The first reason, he says, is kipshutai, that we know that the derech of a dog is always to bark at people and to scare people, and sometimes even to bite somebody that passes by him, even if that person does not mean any harm to the dog and is just walking and minding his own business. So too is the derech of the Baal Lashon Hara, says the Chafetz Chaim. He's hurting everybody with his voice. He finds fault in other people and degrades them. And therefore it's fitting that he should be thrown to the dogs, and they should scare him, and they should bite him, mida keneged mida, what he does to other people. The second reason the Chafetz Chaim brings down b'shem the Maharal Miprag is that we know that by Makas B'chayres, the Klavim, they were careful, they were watched over themselves when they needed to, that from barking. Like it says in the Pasuk, U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael la'yacharatz kalv l'shaynay. And this Baal Lashon Hara, that Hashem gave him Bina and Das, he's not able to hold back his Yetzer from speaking Lashon Hara. So he's on a lower Madriga than the dogs. The dogs are higher than him. And therefore he should be used as food for the dogs that are on a higher Madriga. The third reason he brings from the Sefer Charedim that writes, B'shem the Mekubalim, that there are times that a Baal Lashon Hara gets a punishment Lamala, that he comes back, his neshama comes back as a Gilgal in a dog. And this is merumes what the Pasuk says, Ra'i lehashlicha ila klavim. The Gemara in Amud Bey says, Amar Rav Kahana, Kishachala Rebbe Yishma b'Rebbe Yaisi, when Rebbe Yishma b'Rebbe Yaisi got sick, Shalach le Rebbe, Rebbe sent him, Emar lanu shnayim u'shleisha devarim sha'amrit lanu b'sham avicha. Tell us two or three of the things that you told us in the name of your father. Shalach lo, so Rabbi Yishma b'Rabbi Yaisi sent back to Rabbi, Kach amar Abba, this is what my father said. Ma'i dechsiv halalu es Hashem kol goyim. That the nations should praise Hashem. Why? Like the end of the Pasuk says, Ki gavar aleinu chasdai. Because Hashem's chesed overwhelmed us. So the Gemara asks, Uma yisoyla mayavid tayu. Why are the goyim thanking Hashem for the chesed that he did to Klal Yisrael? And Rabbi Yossi answered, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. We split the pasuk in half. Halalu es Hashem kol goyim, the nations of the world, praise Hashem, agivurais v'niflois de'ovid bahadayu. On the wonders and the mightiness that he does with us, kol shekein anu de'gover aleinu chastai, certainly us, that Hashem's chesed is overwhelming. And the Brisk Rav asks, how did the Gemara answer its original question? Its original question was, why are the goyim thinking for the chesed that Hashem does to Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara just splits the pasuk in half and says that the goyim are praising Hashem for the gevurais and the neflois that he does for Klal Yisrael. Like Rashi explains, agevurais v'neflois, dechazisu sha'asali, that they see that Hashem did for me, for Klal Yisrael. How did the Gemara answer its question? And the Brisk Rav answers, he says, Ulam ha'inyan pashat. It's pashat, that there are two types of brachas that a person makes. There's a bracha that is said for when a person gets a taiva, when a person gets a chesed from Hashem, like a bracha of ha'goymel, l'chayavin taivais, or the bracha she'asa l'neis b'makim hazeh, that this bracha, the point of the bracha, is to thank Hashem for the taiva, for the chesed that Hashem did for him. Then there's a second type of bracha that has nothing to do with the chesed that Hashem does for a person, but just by when a person witnesses the wonders and the mightiness of Hashem, he makes a bracha. For example, the bracha Isei Ma'isei Vereishis, or Shekaychei Guvrasei Malei Olam, on thunder and lightning. And these brachas, says the Brisk Rav, are called Birchais Hari'iyah, the brachas that a person makes when he sees something, even though he didn't get any hana. And the Gemara is answering the question like this. The Gemara thought originally that the way you read the pasuk is that the goyim are praising Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chastai, they're praising Hashem, a bracha of haidah, that Hashem did good things for Klal Yisrael, nothing to do with any miracles. And that the Gemara asks, why are the goyim praising Hashem for the chesed that he did for us? And that the Gemara answers, that we split the pasuk in half. Halelu es Hashem kol goyim, agivurais v'neflois da'avid ba'adayu. They're praising Hashem when they see the wonders and the mightiness that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. They're making a bracha ri'iyah when they see the greatness of Hashem. Certainly us, we have to make an extra bracha. Besides for the bracha of the bracha of Re'iyah, we have to make a bracha of Haidah, and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing the chesed for us. The Chida in his Sefer Pesach Einayim adds a beautiful thought on this Gemara. He is bothered by, why does the Pasuk single out the Goyim? Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim agivurais v'neflois. Why do the goyim dafka have to thank Hashem to praise Hashem for the gvurais and the neflois that He does for Klal Yisrael? And he answers with the famous teretz that although there are many gezeiros that the goyim come out with and is known, and some of them go through chas v'shalom and some of them Klal Yisrael is saved from, but there are many other gezeiros that the Goyim plot against Klal Yisrael that never ever come to fruition because the Ribbono Shel Olam was mevatel them before they ever came out. And so that's what the Pasuk means, Hallelujah Hashem kol Goyim, you the nations of the world, you could really praise Hashem, Agivurais v'neflois David Bahadayu, on the mightiness and the wonders that He did with Klal Yisrael, of how many untold miracles Hashem made to foil the plots of the Goyim before they ever got a chance to hurt Klal Yisrael. In Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Chela Gimel, page Nuntes, he brings a different pshat in this pasuk, different than the way the Gemara learns. He says that he heard this pshat from the Chafetz Chaim, who said it b'shem the Ger Tzedek in Vilna, that before the Ger Tzedek was burned al Kiddush Hashem, the priest asked him for forgiveness for all the tortures that they had tortured him before that point, and that he shouldn't take revenge from them in the Olam HaEmes. And he answered them from this pasuk, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim ki gavar aleinu chastai. And he said, the Gemara asks, why are the nations of the world praising Hashem for the chesed that He does to Klal Yisrael? And he answered with a mashal. There was a young boy that hit the king's son when they were playing. And the king's son said to himself that when I become king, I'm going to take revenge from this friend. After many years, when he was crowned as king, so he thought he was so filled with joy, simcha, and yikar and glory that he had when he became king, that the smack that the friend gave him when he was younger was like child's play. It wasn't even chashiv to anything, and he didn't need to take revenge on his friend. So too, said the Ger Tzedek to the priests, by the Klal Yisrael, when from the great simcha and glory that they get in the Olam HaEmes, all the sufferings and all the hits that the Goyim did to Klal Yisrael will be like child's play, and they won't be makbid on anything. And therefore the Goyim have to thank Hashem for the chesed that He gives us, because their punishment for what they did to Klal Yisrael will be lessened because of it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.